When you are thirsty, you need water. But you want Coca-Cola. If you get a Coca-Cola, it's okay. But if I don't want water, I want Coca-Cola. That means you are not driven by your need. You are driven by your wants. If you are driven by need, then you will say, okay, water is enough. Even Coca-Cola, it's okay. No problem. Hallelujah. But many times in this generation, people are not driven by needs, but people are driven by wants. So if you are driven by wants, then it is so easy that you are crossing the boundary of God. So parabasis is also violating the track. It is not just violating the boundary, the track. Suppose you are running a race, there is a track, there is a target, and there is a track. So always run on the track. You know, many people are just looking for the target, they are not looking for the track. I tell you, my friends, God's target should be reached in God's track. Some people say it doesn't matter, just look at the target. You know, I am fulfilling the target. In English, usually say the end justifies the means. No. Some people think that by any means you can preach gospel. Oh, after all, you know, I am preaching gospel. One person said, for preaching gospel, even Satan gives me money, I will receive it. No. God doesn't need Satan's money. The end never justifies the means. God's target should be fulfilled in God's track. So do not violate the boundary. Do not violate the track. The third word is parapthoma. That is falling down. Sometimes people think falling is not a sin. It is only a fall. Sometimes people say some harsh words and say, oh, it is only a slip of my tongue. But your word has wounded some people, some of your brethren. Then you say, oh, no, I did not mean it. But my friends, you need to mean it, because that hurt your brother. Falling is also a sin. I will ask you, suppose there is a big fire and I am walking through the way and I am jumping into the fire, I will get burned. But if I am falling into fire, do you think that just because, oh, this man has fallen, that's all, and so it doesn't affect him? Do you think like that? No. Even if you are falling, you will be burned. So you need to be very careful. Even you are not allowed to fall into sin. The next word is ophelema, and that means debt. And it is a Jewish concept. Whenever you are sinning or whenever you are failing in your duty, you are becoming a debtor to God. And even in the prayer, Lord's Prayer, it is said that forgive our debts as we forgive others. And the other word, it is anomia. This is a grievous sin. This is disobeying the law in a rebellious way. But this is the fact that every time when we are committing a sin, it is a rebellion. Many times we say we fall into sin, but the reality, we are not falling, we are jumping. Do not take sin lightly. Do not call sin a weakness. Call sin a sin.